Christy Noem, Tim Walz may be complicit in massive Minnesota Somali fraud. By Neil Monroe on January 16, 2026. Democratic Governor Tim Walz may be complicit in Minnesota's massive migrant-run fraud and corruption, according to Homeland Security Chief Christy Noem. We believe that he didn't just know about it, that he may be complicit in it as well, Noem told a gaggle of reporters at the White House on Thursday. She said, "We are there in surge operations because of the largest fraud scheme in American history. We had people stealing from taxpayers, stealing funds away from the most vulnerable individuals in this country. People who needed mental health services, developmental services, autism daycare. Instead, individuals came in, much from the Somalian community, and stole dollars from those people who needed it, and put it in their own pockets and enriched themselves. Did it right under Governor Walz's nose, and we believe that he didn't just know about it, that he may be complicit in it as well." Noem's dramatic statement was ignored by establishment reporters, who declined to ask her if Walz is likely to face corruption indictments. The next questioners, for example, asked, "Do you believe there are any cases in Minnesota where the ICE agents have gone too far?" And Secretary Noem, "Are you okay with federal agents and officers violating people's Fourth Amendment rights by asking for papers without reasonable suspicion?" So far, establishment outlets have dodged the growing evidence that the corruption among Somali-run groups implicates Walz, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, State Attorney General Keith Ellison, or even Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, the leading Somali politician in the state. For example, a long article on Minnesota politics in the New York Times acknowledged the genuinely stunning fraud scandal, recently revealed, that happened on Walz's watch. But the article dodged the issue and instead focused on President Trump's visceral dislike of the local elite's support for chaotic diversity and Somali migration into peaceful American towns and cities. White House officials are also hinting at stronger legal charges against Walz and his deputies. "This is clearly an insurgency against the federal government," White House aide Stephen Miller told the Charlie Kirk radio show on Thursday. "You only have to read their own words and hear their own words and judge their own conduct to understand that this is clearly an insurgency against the federal government. They are describing the federal government as an occupying force. The federal government has sole jurisdiction and authority over immigration law. If you were to permit individual cities and states to ratify their own immigration laws for themselves, you wouldn't have a republic, you wouldn't have a country. And that's the proposition that Frey and Ellison and Walz are trying to test. They are asserting that they have the unfettered right to harbor aliens who have no right to be in this country and to effectively, and in fact, to incite violent insurrection from organized agitators against federal forces to prevent those federal forces from effectuating duly enacted immigration law." Other administration officials are spotlighting the entanglement of Minnesota's Democratic Party with the Somali-run theft of taxpayer dollars. "It really looks like there is a political patronage system that's running the state," Jim O'Neill, Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS, told Alpha News' Liz Collin on January 14, adding, "It has components, including some officials who look the other way, some who are very, very aware of what's going on, and communities that are receiving all these grants and voting for the people that are turning a blind eye to the fraud. It seems to be a whole system that has all these different components, that is enduring, and is able to keep power and control the state. I've heard from legislators, people working at Minnesota's agencies, people who have retired from the state's Department of Health Services, across the board. There seems to be an intimidation that people have willing to tolerate," Mehmet Oz, administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, told Collin. "Evil happens because good people don't do good things. When people watch bad things happen and don't raise their hand," said Oz, "we've seen this throughout the history of the world." Numerous reports say Minnesota's Democratic leaders have blocked and suppressed local investigations into the theft of federal tax dollars. Up to 1,000 whistleblowers in the Minnesota government, including auditors, accountants, and program managers, have been silenced by Democratic threats, Minnesota House Representative Marion Rarick told a House hearing in January. "One example that the whistleblowers let me know about comes from Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. On April 12, 2024, Flanagan comes to a DHS Health and Human Services Equity Conference at the Heritage Center and Brooklyn Center, in Minneapolis. On stage, Flanagan acknowledged the X account and the fraud concerns it raised, but publicly denounced the X group of government whistleblowers, and called them weirdos and losers sitting in their mother's basement. This was in a public setting with hundreds of participants and elicited gasps among the crowd. In our face-to-face meetings with the X group of state whistleblowers, they revealed that workplace retaliation now includes threats of being fired with cause, which means you do not get unemployment insurance in the state of Minnesota, and being blacklisted from all state agencies, Rartick said.